The Sentai Review, episode 176, Tokuger Mecha, Robos, Robots, fucking Forms! Okay, here we are. We're here.
We got some...
Oh, Jesus!
Trains.
Now you know the reason why it is. It's like, yeah, let's not do every single thing.
33 motherfucking forms for this goddamn...
All he's going to do is fucking switch out a fucking part.
And like I said, from now on, if we grade a guy and the only thing that changes is his one arm, he stays the same fucking grade.
I agree, because that way... We're not sitting here for an hour and a half being bored.
Because that's killing our show. Literally fucking killing our show. We could get out more episodes and better episodes by not having to address the fact that his fucking color turned green or whatever. Fucking,
Foot go on head.
Exactly.
You're not totally wrong on that.
Right.
Sometimes the foot went on an arm.
Yeah.
Because remember, they had drill arm for a leg once.
Yep.
It was weird.
Just makes it a little tough to walk is all.
No,
I really think he just stands there.
It makes drop kicking more efficient.
That's true.
It's a painful drop kick.
It's fucking sweet.
Fucking just dive off a building and stomp on somebody with a drill foot.
Bam! Get dead. Motherfucking rifle stomped! So, Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Sky of Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Nick Bennett, the Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so we have to talk about 33 motherfucking robots, damn it. So here's how we're going to do this. This is the best way we could do it.
The first
part of the
names. I
see they're broken into areas. So we have build. We have four versions of build. We'll talk about those, and then we'll go from there.
Does that say Cho-Cho?
Yeah.
Well, this is build Dio.
Only two.
Get over here!
That is pretty fucking sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just right off the bat. He's like a crane fucking robot.
Except for the dick on his head.
I think that's a crane.
Yeah.
I think that's the little hook.
Crane mast.
Right. Looks like a unicorn.
He's got a scoop.
Unicrane.
So majestic.
Fucking Unicrane Transformer name is...
Unicrane! Mast. Oh my god! Because there's Unicron.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Unicron... Oh my god, that would have been better.
Okay, normally I'm not into... He's a railroad track is what he is. That is a crane, but these are all railroad tracks. That's what his legs and shit are.
Yeah. Oh, neat.
He's also red.
Yes.
That's Char.
Like, you could tell that this must have been something to deal with his actual, like, Char. What he is on the train or whatever.
I did not lose points. He gains points because it's Char's amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, I like this guy for what he's worth.
I think his shoulders got those flashing lights on him, so...
Yeah, I'm fine with that, too. Next. Okay, well, that dude, for that part, is done. Let's go look at the other one and see if it falls into the same category.
Build.
Drill, shield, and whatever.
Because I have a feeling that build is all the same guy. And he is. He's just going to change parts, and we'll qualify that as he has a bunch of weapons and shit, and we'll grade this guy.
Okay. I'm going to give him a...
Well, we're not done.
We're not there yet.
Because he's got four folders we have to go through. So there we go. He gets a drill-esque arm. Next.
Wow, need to really zoom in on this one.
Oh, shit. Fuck this.
Thank you, Internet, for giving us tiny pictures.
Thank you, Google.
it didn't help as much.
I mean, to be honest, the drill doesn't look.
Oh, look, it's shield.
Okay, well, we'll look at his Dio shield or whatever, and we'll check out what that's about.
Oh, that's that big-ass traffic light shield.
Yep.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, that actually kind of works.
Yep, I'm fine with that.
And you are right, his head is a crane.
Yep.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's
just the one picture.
Okay. And the last one is the Dio tank, and we'll grade this guy.
All right, let's see.
Whoa.
Okay, his arms changed to be like punchy things or something.
He got mad at Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh my god. Fucking fisted it. Yeah. Oh, come with me.
All right, so that's that guy. Well, what do you think about Dio?
Like Nick.
I'll give him a 3.8.
Wait, hold on. Go back in.
To what?
That one. Open up the picture. I think I have something that'll make this man even more hilarious. Look at the chest.
Okay.
Escalators are great because they can never break down. They can only become stairs. Sorry for the convenience.
All right. Build Dio. I'm going to go 3.5.
He was pretty all right. I'm going to go 3.7.
Yeah, I think he was a fine basic standard for what the Zords in this type of show should be.
Right.
He works. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go 3.7 as well. I think he really is. He's a solid mecha.
Right.
You got my 3.8, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go 3.5.
3.5? Okay. Yes. 3.64. So he's 3 Nintendo 64.
Okay. Cho-Cho?
Yeah. Cho-Cho. This, either that or that Cho-Cho, I'm not 100% sure, because just like, he's not Cow-Cow, he's Sao-Sao. So.
Cho-Cho.
Don't care, call him Cho-Cho.
Okay. Cho-Cho,
Reshia, Getai, okay. Cho-Cho, Tokuger, Dio.
Oh my fucking god!
Oh god!
Damn, and he's got the rail cannons.
Look at his fucking head!
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't care. I know I said sometimes over design it can be a bad thing. I don't
care. Too many colors for me.
I'm going to be a hypocrite on this one. No, that's awesome. It's fucking amazing. Obviously, I don't think he moves very well. Unless he basically skates on those things.
He probably does.
Because
the feet are the same, so.
Well, the orange. Oh, you are right. It is the same from the last one.
Yeah, the feet are the same from the last guy, but that's still base.
But he's standing on them because the red and the green and the blue are the actual legs. Yeah.
Next.
Oh,
fucking
shit.
What?
Is that a rail spike? Rail lance? Rail pike?
It's a rail poon.
Rail poon? If that's a rail poon, holy shit, man. I just about blew my fucking rail load on this motherfucker.
I mean, it looks like a giant harpoon
gun.
Dude,
if that's a rail poon, that right there is the best goddamn
weapon. Why don't we just go ahead and say that right now?
Goddamn rail poon. Yes!
You're welcome, Internet.
So that's what Cabin's been handing out, huh? Some rail poon?
Okay,
yep. Going down here. Having troubles?
Oh, my God.
Reshe? I believe it's Chao Reshia Gate Chao Tokuo. Which is just him without those big, crazy feet and some of the side pieces.
I got to be honest with you.
The more base form.
I like this more than him just standing on the fucking his skates, pretty much.
I don't, because he doesn't have the rail poon.
We don't know that.
He's not holding it. I don't see it.
Still looks like shit to me, so.
It still looks like shit. Okay, so we will move on to the Chao Tokuo Fire.
Fire.
And the reason I believe it's Chao is because I believe that Chao, and you know, go ahead and fucking massacre me, Internet, I believe Chao, C-H-O, is super. I'm being real with you. I think that's what that is in Japanese. Because, like, Dragon Ball Super, I believe, is Dragon Ball Shao.
He's got a giant rail nail gun.
He also has a fire extinguisher.
Or is that a handheld flamethrower?
I'm going to call it... Well, it is fire.
It's a blowtorch.
It's probably a blowtorch.
But it looks like a giant nail gun to me.
So, Bill.
He'll set your ass on fire and then put you out.
So, Bill. As you can see, those are like apartment buildings and houses. So you come out of your house one day, you're like, man, I got to get to work. And you look up, and this motherfucker's just like that. You're like, what do you do? What do you do when you see that?
I'm going back inside.
What does one do when one sees that?
I can always call my boss and be like, hey, I'm going to be a little bit late. There's a giant mech outside my apartment.
What I do is go to work. Because where I work, if I don't show up, they get really pissy.
But
yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
What if...
Doesn't matter.
What, since you have a smartphone, what if you take it out, take a picture of robot pointing gun at you?
Doesn't matter.
I know it don't matter.
Doesn't matter. When it's negative motherfucking 45 goddamn degrees and you work outside where we work, they expect that your ass comes in and works outside. Doesn't matter. That robot, your ass goes to work.
Yeah,
I know all about that.
Exactly. Next. That guy's done.
By the way, Bill, you're running late for work because that was 7:55.
It's true. So that's Shao Tokyo Police Fire.
Fire Police, yeah.
So now he's going to be like a cop? It's hard to tell.
No, I think
his chest changed.
His weapon on that side changed, too.
And that's still the flamethrower, but he doesn't have the extinguisher.
And his chest did change.
Yes,
because now he's got that red circle. Now, his head changed, didn't it? A little bit?
No, it's still the same crazy...
still same shit, yeah.
Egyptian-looking craziness.
Sneezing sucks.
Police!
Now this is just police.
Shao Tokyo Police.
Why do I have a feeling he's going to have that shield? Nope.
He's got pincher!
It's cuffs.
It is
cuffs. Oh, yeah, it is cuffs.
He's a cop.
Send a cop gun or something.
Yeah, he's right. It's like a handcuff thing, and then he's got a gun.
We're going to zoom in to see it better, but...
Handcuff, pinchy arm, and a pistol.
What this is telling me is that at 7:53 somebody's getting arrested.
No, at 7:53 somebody's about to get
But the last picture says 7:55. So he comes to there to your home at 7:53 and stands there and waits for you to come out of your house at 7:55 pointing a gun at you.
Well, if he's expecting me to come out of my house at 7:55. He's got another thing coming because I don't crawl out of bed until 8.
So this motherfucker's just like,
I'll have to be to work till 9.
He's just standing there like, come the fuck
on. I've already been home and, gotten a shower and laying in bed to go to sleep at that point.
Yes, there was one called Fire Police, and now this is the one called Police Fire.
Police Shield?
What's the difference?
He has a gun and a flamethrower.
The extinguisher, yeah.
And his chest still stays that with that red.
Okay.
That's about all. There's really nothing else.
Mm. Yeah. Sure, that guy.
And now he's got the pistol and a shield. I'm a
Shao Tokyo Police Shield. Yep. Oh, he got that stoplight shield thing.
But that actually looks good.
Yeah, yeah.
But and it makes more sense.
Okay.
Now he's a SWAT police officer. He's the breach specialist.
Yep. What do you guys think for that guy?
Ooh, I'm gonna go ahead with a 3.8.
2.5. I don't feel like he can move well.
Gets a 3.5 because of rail poon.
If that's really what that is,
it does raise your score.
It certainly would, but
and only really because of rail poon does he get a 3 for me.
It doesn't look functional.
Everything
to
else
me.
Is
2.2.
Oh wow, he got an even 3.
Good.
Wow. Okay.
Diesel O.
Yes, Diesel I believe o? This is Diesel O.
All right, that dude's pretty cool looking.
Dude, that's like old school train.
But I was expecting the fake Diesel.
Oh,
wrestling jokes.
Yeah, went over my head.
I knew that one. I knew that one.
Yeah, sure you did.
I knew that one.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Who the fuck was I talking about then, Shane?
Fake Diesel.
Yeah, yeah. Who is that?
I don't know who it is. I just know.
Oh, you don't know who he is?
You don't know who it is?
No.
Glenn Jacobs, the
Kane!
Kane.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
It's really weird because the shoulders look like they're computer chips, and the chest piece itself looks like it's a music box.
But this guy's some old school trains. These ain't bullet
trains,
buddy.
That's assuming it's a male male robot because it's kind of like got some udders down there or something.
Udders? What the fuck? Oh my god!
I don't see udders.
Look down underneath its chest plate thing.
That doesn't look like udders.
Oh, I know what he's talking about.
Yeah,
I see what he's talking about. I kind of get it. Like the
he got nipples
where it looks like it's
got some saggy nipples. With,
but,
we're gonna next right now.
Oh, smoke comes out of him.
Yeah, smoke comes out of
him. Dude, he's a steam engine. Dude, it's old school. There ain't no bullet trains here, motherfucker. We steam power.
Oh,
I like that. I kind of like that look. I like the steam look.
Okay, we're going to Diesel O'Claw.
Claw.
Watches it, does it?
Oh, it's just a box. It's a book. It's in a book.
Yeah, that's not helpful.
That's not helpful.
That's the only picture, isn't it?
Yes, that's the only one we have for that poor guy.
Dude,
thank you, Internet.
And of course, the only thing that's sad about that is as soon as Shane was like, it's in a book, all I could think of is the other night my girl and I are on YouTube and we're listening to the Reading Rainbow with DMX. Take a look. It's in a book. Oh, yeah.
Really oh my god, that would be amazing! That would be amazing!
It's fucking ridiculous. I swear to god, we will fucking watch it after this.
Dude,
look,
that is amazing.
Reading Rainbow.
I've heard
Reading
it and
Rainbow
seen it.
DMX.
Is
fucking
it funny?
Beautiful.
Because I would laugh.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's like that one that I sent to the messenger the other night.
Diesel O
like,
Fire.
What was it? It was like Thundercats mixed with
O-Fire?
Fucking DMX or whatever.
Yeah, that's what we'll be
on. It was fucking hilarious.
Got the fire extinguisher.
Yeah, he's got the fire.
Yeah, he's got flamethrower and the extinguisher.
It doesn't work well with his old school look.
No.
Okay.
Police.
Police.
See, that's okay.
That's okay for the look of him. I like his design, though. I don't know why the steam power is.
Yeah.
Lens flare is just the proper spot, too.
It was.
Yeah, the Michael Bay lens flare for
but
Bob
Ross.
No, that's not Michael
Police
Bay.
Fire.
It's J.J.
Oh, yeah,
Abrams.
Right.
J. J. Abrams.
Yeah, it's J.J. Abrams lens
and
flare.
And if Michael
so I'm sorry.
Bay blows up, Abrams blinds everybody.
It's true.
Well, considering the fact that there was the lens flare and then you know somebody was about to blow up.
No.
Yeah.
There's the police and fire.
Yeah, there's the gun and the extinguisher. Congrats.
Next!
The extinguisher just doesn't seem like it fits his
right.
model. The gun is fine.
Okay, that guy is done.
I love that. I like that old school design. So I'm going to give this guy a 4.5. I really do like how it looked. Just because one or two components didn't
really...
really
high on my angle.
I
don't know that I cared for his design. I heard you saying a lot, and I was really trying to look... for what it was that appealed to you, but I can't see it. There's something you
3.3.
see that I simply don't see. I'm like at a 2.4.
Well, we all like different things.
No, we do. And now
I'm still at 3.
There's nothing wrong with that. I was just there's something I was literally looking for it. I was like, there's something that's really catching his attention, and I'm trying to find it. I was
right.
like, I can't.
I just like that steam power look.
I think I'm gonna give it a 3.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, we know which one was my favorite.
3.34, moving on.
We're going to Hyper Reshia Getai Tokyug Rainbow.
Hopefully they don't have to say all that. When they.
I hope they
do. Oh, it's a blast all the everything,
Mac.
This
fucking head is amazing.
I love that head.
That
isn't that
geez,
that sounds
cool.
dirty?
The head?
I can't figure out what the fuck's going on with his shoulders.
It looks like it's got some stuff from the previous Sentai. It might be what it is.
Well,
what's up with the shoulders?
To fire up. Oh, that still looks like a lot of train to me.
That's all train. All of that is train. It's like
what was before this guy?
Before the train?
I mean, I guess before this guy was an awful lot, but I'm curious what came right
I
before
I want to say...
Because we always have that
no,
one
I
thing
think it
where they kind of combine
Buster,
people.
Wasn't it?
Oh, I don't... You're asking me. I'm asking you. You can't ask me.
No,
I don't know.
Technically speaking, I was thinking aloud.
He is asking the you that is asking him.
Yeah, no shit. Next.
Well, Nick doesn't care for the fact that he fires
I don't,
up.
I don't mind his weapons. They're like the big giant claw things that come out of his arms there.
I like it. This is the rainbow one.
This guy's
no
done.
Imagination.
One more set.
No, Kyoto Yuga. So the Dino guys was before them.
The next set of him is Hyper Reshia Hinkai. Hyper Reshia Hinkai Hyper Reshia Taiyo.
Unless that was supposed to be
hyper.
Near the end, because that was like the super ultra mega, like everybody.
Oh
my gosh.
I do not like this.
So that guy right there, that's his base, and he combined with all the train guys is what we were just looking
like,
at.
At least it's different.
No, right. Yeah, at least it's different. It's kind of like
it's
when
not
we got
changing
a,
out a piece
we
or
got
here.
A Dragon Zord, and
right.
we put it in the Megazord components, and
right.
it was different. We didn't just take his arms off and put them on the
Megazord.
So, right?
Well, considering the fact that he has the fucking Dragon Caesar finger cannons.
He does. He very much does.
That part is kind of neat.
You keep, if you keep pointing stuff out, I'm going to give it a higher score.
And then
I don't think this guy looks great. But I will say that combination really did.
The golden black. Right. Golden black does work well because we've seen it on
the. Your face makes me feel like you don't like this guy much.
No, it's just something about it seems familiar.
The fact that the color scheme is kind of pyramidus.
It is. Kind of.
Don't say that because I'll zero this motherfucker.
I said the color scheme. Hater.
No, I don't care.
Such a fucking hater.
The toy sucks, so does the man.
Hater.
I know.
Hater.
No question about
four.
It. Hater. Is it? Are you being a hater if it's true?
This guy's done.
Since it was different, because he actually did change.
Yes.
I mean, that is a drastic change.
That is a drastic change.
Yeah.
So that makes it a different form.
Yes,
I'm
going to
give
agree.
It a four, because it was different. Because
it's nice to see things not just be...
I'm tired of, I have a gun now, new form.
Which is the reason I've decided to change
the format, which
rating,
works better.
Because it's really helping us to talk decently about
and
some guys.
How many folders have we gone through so far?
A lot.
It's helping a
us
lot.
Move.
And what, what's
we're
our
most
time
of the way
right
done.
Now?
Oh, I know.
It's not a bad thing if our show is only half an hour. It really doesn't.
Well, the longer show that we do should always be the...
The reviews.
Yes. The reviews should always be longer than we looked at that.
Because that's because we're talking about an entire movie, or we're talking about
there's a
you know,
lot
half
to
a series.
Unpack when we have to talk about Justin.
In a trash can.
Epic.
Oh, that guy that we just finished, 3.8. I did like him.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to conform and say 4 because I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at other shit.
I'll give it a 3.7.
What'd you give it, Scott?
I gave it a 4.
4.
Like the basic
3.9, moving on.
The basic form for it
I think it's
was,
winning. Mm-hmm. I think it's winning.
Like, I liked some
winning.
Of the design for it.
I think it's at the
hunt. It's just...
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Gold really threw it off for me.
Yeah, I agree. I don't
because
like, I don't like his color scheme.
They're trains.
But
there's not a lot of gold on a train. There's a lot of silver.
If you would like your train to be stolen or hijacked, there's a lot of gold on your train.
But I was meaning, like, color-wise.
Does that
train,
say Safari?
Gold.
Yes. This
Safari?
Is Safari Gao.
That's different.
Wow, that is completely different.
That's like a bullet.
And now for something completely different.
I think
what's his chest as an animal?
It's a safari.
Well, so do the feet.
I think it's a
tiger.
Yeah, a tiger.
Yeah, because the foot closest to us is a gator.
And the hands look like they're claws.
It is a gator, but he's definitely a vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like the,
well,
train,
since
the
this
bullet train has like a gator paint scheme type of thing or whatever.
I'm
probably.
Cool with
right.
that. I'm cool with that. This guy looks awesome. Is that the only picture?
This is the only one.
The really funny thing is, it looks like he's got, you know, a pair of different colored sneakers on.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Was there another safari?
No.
This is
no, your... this guy's standalone.
Oh. I wonder if it's like the
next
sixth
one,
ranger
The next
kind
one
of...
under
yeah.
him goes to the
okay.
to Q. And
so,
then that's the last four.
So, safari.
There's a lot for that one.
4.5.
Yeah, 4.5.
I liked it.
I thought he was very simple, but we didn't see enough to hurt him either. So yeah,
right.
he's like a 4.3. I like him.
I'll give him a 4.
Yeah, I'll give him a 4.
He's winning easily.
Yeah, 4.26 so far. He is the winner.
All right, we got one more.
So that leads us to Tokyo, and
rainbow.
We're going rainbow form first.
Oh my god!
Holy Bullsacks!
Are you sure this isn't the fire all everything?
Do you know? Doesn't remind me of
yeah.
Bitch, I wonder if that wasn't even my final fault.
You know, I wonder if that's literally every train put into one guy.
Do you know, you know what it looks like? It is. It looks like funnels.
That's exactly what I'm thinking it is. Yeah. Funnels. That guy summons all that, and it probably shoots. Next. Yeah, I think that's some sort of whoop-your-ass final attack.
You know what it kind of reminds me of, though, at the same time? That stupid disc thing that they put on the back of a Comet.
That might not be an attack. Now that I'm looking at it, I think that is when he shows up and he stands, and that's probably a symbol, like, woo, all the trains or whatever go through. I'll bet you that's an effect for, like, he just formed or something.
I really hope so, because otherwise... Ouch.
If he has funnels...
In fact, all these different colors on him make me feel like these trains are probably all incorporated somewhere. See, because that's the drill thing. I can see that on his foot right there. This seems to be right here. That yellow thing seems to be this leg here.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's when all the trains come together and he's about to raffle stomp that ass.
Right.
Right. I agree.
And I think that's an effect.
Okay. Now that's a cool effect.
As long as that's an effect.
Okay.
If it stands that way...
Tokyo!
Which I'll bet you this is the original base form of all of it, probably.
Train cock.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So that's the basic five trains that come together, and we saw just how many trains there will be.
Yeah.
I like the basic one.
Yeah, the basic one is actually just kind of a nice little thing, even though his
shoulders are like psychotically huge. The helmet area looks a bit weird.
To me... And this might upset some people, because there's a thing that people dislike this. He looks like a GoBot.
Yeah, he does.
That's what I get from looking at his head. He looks like a GoBot.
Yeah, he looks like one of those GoBots.
You move like two pieces. Congratulations, it's transformed.
Look, it's a man.
Yeah.
like those fucking awful Transformers you got in the McDonald's Happy Meal. They were like a fry, and you click this up and click that down. They're like, look, it's a dude.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Yeah.
Now we're going to Tokyo Build. Oh, my.
Get over here.
Phallic. It looks like... That doesn't look like a get over here. That looks like a...
Cometh here.
that's a fucking wang slapper.
Look at the green. It looks like that's a cockpit. So if somebody's in the wanger...
It's most certainly a cock. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Somebody could be inside the wanger.
Somebody could be in the cock.
And they're like, what are you doing?
So somebody is perpetrating the mushroom stamp.
Yep. Now, just imagine if you're in the dick slap device.
Oh my god!
So wait, if this ever came to America, would Adam have to be in that?
Probably. We're about to insult the shit about this monster. What does that mean? Oh shit!
they come together, pull out the weapon. All of a sudden, Adam's not in the fucking cockpit. He's like, "Where am I at?" Sorry, Adam. Am I in the wanger?
Am I in the dick again?
Am I in the dick again?
I know what? I'm retiring. I'm done.
No, I really wish you wanted to finally be of that.
You wanted to finally be the fucking red guy. Look, you
right.
You're the leader, and you just happen to have the biggest dick zord this time.
Uh-huh.
See, wow. I really want to know which of the fans was the one that actually asked him that at a convention. Because I don't remember.
Okay.
Right.
Tokyo.
I remember you guys telling car me carrier. Did.
This has been a long time that I got that message, but I remember I got that literal IM a while back where somebody had told me that they fucking went there and they were talking to him and they said, so I watched this show and they pointed out that after the lion, you were literally either the worst Zord or the dick piece of the Megazord. For the rest of your career, and I guess from what I understand, he literally said,
"Oh,
I was like,
all of a sudden, just that realization, just bomb."
He never realized it, and then he's like, "Wait a minute, I was a van that sucked.
That sucked. I was a van.
I was a bull. That was cool, but I was the
I was sad frog cock.
Mm-hmm.
I was minotaur cock."
I need to call Saban.
Actually, when he became the lion, his first duty was protect the dick with his face.
Yep.
I bet you was like, I'll be right back. He's like, oh, he's calling Saban. Did you guys make me the dick?
What if his character was a dick? What if Adam was a dick? That right? would be the best symbolism ever for the whole show.
Zordon's like, Adam, strong and brave. Kind of a dick. you're the Black Ranger.
Alpha, make him the lion. Why? It's kind
you
of a dick.
You know why.
You know why?
You know why.
Zordon, he'll be protecting the dick. I get it now. I got it.
He's going to be the cop. Oh.
Yeah, I got it, Zordon. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
Then he was like, make Kimberly the breastplate.
Now you're just being a pervert, Zordon.
You do what I say.
I'll put you in the basement.
I'll put your ass in the basement.
Oh, yeah, bitch, watch this. Beep.
Oh, I wanted to go anyway.
Alpha, we need to speak to Zordon.
Good luck. Good luck. He was being a dick.
He was tired of this dimension.
Yo. Oh, fuck. When did we get Jersey Alpha?
Dude,
Alpha would kill Alpha and then bring him back, though.
Dude.
Yeah. Jersey Alpha, we've already proved, is a sinister monster.
Yep, sinister Alpha.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, I thought about that. Zordon's like, you know, listen to me. I'm all power. Beep. This is Alpha's command center now, bitch.
Oh, my God. Jersey Alpha is the popo of the...
Uh-huh. Yep.
Pecking order.
Okay, so car carrier.
Yep, we're on car carrier.
Well, then.
He has a fucking runway arm.
No, not a runway. It's a slip and slide.
Datter is just so fucking heavy. He's like, dude, I don't feel like lifting this all the time.
Fucking, they were like, dude, I was fucking playing Final Fantasy VII. We need a fucking man-sized weapon. And then they got one, and they were like, this kind of sucks. can't pick this goddamn thing up. It's very impractical.
God damn it. And now you say that now the only villain that can actually defeat them would be an evil Sabin. From FF7.
Suplex that bitch!
Yeah.
Oh my.
That's an arm! That's an arm! Not the wanger yet!
Well, the last one was fucking a wang arm.
This entire thing is phallic, okay?
It's true.
Yeah.
Trains, you know,
well, it's got
trains were.
You know, sexy confederate.
Concession box.
Were you about to say confederate?
No.
Sexy confederate.
He's gonna say confession.
Confession. I was like, no. That's not... God damn it, Bernie. No.
Trains do go into tunnels. I guess I just never realized it before.
Yeah.
Dude, I've been going sneezing all of my brain cells out today, or have you not noticed?
All right, so...
That takes us to carrier tank.
Car carrier tank.
Went too far. There you go.
You got that.
Wow.
You changed an arm. Yay.
Next.
That's right. Time for a claw.
Maybe this won't suck as bad.
Where's the claw?
The tiger claw on his right arm. So
yeah, the right.
But it's been there.
No,
it didn't have the tiger print on it.
Yeah, look, I guess it did. Look at it carefully. Right. It's a different.
It's yellow. Orange.
Yeah.
The other hand is all yellow.
Yep.
Is it the tiger claw?
Next!
Tiger claw!
It's not a tiger replica.
dent liner?
Bam!
Dent liner. Yeah,
oh!
Got a Kamen Rider mask?
I was just about to say, did Kamen Rider decide to ride up its back and be like, fucking hold on, guys!
Maybe this is like a
crossover?
Yeah, probably a weird crossover.
It's possible.
You know, the thing that draws my most attention about that headpiece is it's got this angry little man face right here.
Awesome. Okay.
Drill.
As long as it's not going on a foot. All right.
No, it's his fucking hand drill thing.
That's fine. As long as it doesn't go on a foot, it's fine.
Drill go on foot.
Fucking ballerina your way over there.
Hey, that just means he can fucking do spin kicks all day.
Okay, what's this one?
This is Tokyo Kairyuzen. It's where he combined it with the dinosaur guys.
Yep.
Okay.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Looks nice.
Yeah, it's decent.
Sword's kind of weird.
It's a T-Rex sticking out of his chest. That's kind of weird, but it's still cool.
The dinosaur with featuring...
The Denliner.
Denliner.
Yeah, this is Tokuo Kairyu Zen Feet Denliner.
Ooh, he has some sexy legs.
Hey, his legs actually look like they function better now.
Put on his fucking hooker red boots. He's ready for combat.
That's exactly what I was thinking. The color scheme is so off.
It's so off, but...
Police! Police!
So he's going to have those handcuffs?
Yeah.
He's got the handcuffs, and he's got the gun.
Pew, pew.
Stop, creep.
Dead or alive.
Shield. And we already know what this shield is, but let's look at it, because we've seen the shield enough now.
It might work better with this one.
Yeah, it's about the same.
And well, he's got a new sword.
Yeah, he's got the rail sword.
It's the fucking stoppy arm sword.
Bam! Look at that. Yeah.
You shall not cross!
Oh, shit. I kind of like that one, though.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I haven't necessarily hated the sword shield in any of these guys. I will say one thing about this robot that none of us have mentioned. It is one of the very first robots we've seen in a very long time that actually doesn't have a cock piece. It has a literal man cock.
Yeah.
Especially when it fires its ultimate weapon.
Shane, you know what that is, don't you?
Did you just ask Shane if he knew what a man cock was?
No, what his ultimate weapon was.
Oh.
Because Shane was the one who gave it the name originally. The cock beam!
Tank. Okay, he's got punchy fists now.
Yep, he's got the punchy fists.
Not much change.
And that's that guy. So, what are we doing with that guy?
4.3 for me.
Same.
I think he's solid 4. He has plenty of fucking, like all these other fucking mechs that we deal with. He has plenty of switching an arm and switching a leg.
Yeah, but he also got some different ones, like completely different legs, a dinosaur.
Right.
Well,
but this is what I was trying to say, is that this helped your attitude a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't
because,
bored.
Because, look, had you just been like, oh, we just graded the fucking guy and we went to the next guy and we said, look, his arm is blue.
Yep.
No, well, sometimes a different change of weapon can make it look cooler. Mm-hmm. That's not a new form, in my opinion. I'm sorry.
Which has been hurting our scores.
That's literally...
Even if he gets a cooler weapon set, we're like, I kind of like that weapon set, but I'm fucking tired of looking at the same motherfucker. Give him a 0. So this is helping our score system.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't bored.
Right.
I wasn't bored. I mean, we had fun. We laughed.
So I'm thinking this guy, He's a little above average. He's 3.5. He's fine. He's solid.
I'll give him a 3.9. He's like on the cusp, but he still suffers like all the other ones where it was just like, I think that's just going to be
the norm now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the big thing is the times that he did change was kind of cool.
Yeah.
But not compared to some of the other ones we've seen.
So we have this last picture here.
Well, we got to get the score.
3.86 for the I need money, let me change a leg and an arm thing.
That's right. Last picture is these two dudes standing with each other.
The old school.
RST, Diesel, and Tokyo.
See? The old school. It looks cool.
The sword is really cool.
I know you don't see it.
No, in the lighting right there, I like that chrome. That gold really helps him stand out. I don't mind his headpiece.
So if you look at the bullet trains and then look at the old school steam power, you know, you see like they are very different.
Now I gave both these guys. I think they're both very. Everybody in this has been fairly solid.
No, but I don't think
regular stasis.
I don't think any score went under a 3
no,
again.
They don't because all of them are fairly basic design and they work well for what they were trying to do. Nobody necessarily stood out over anybody too spectacularly. That one guy that came out of nowhere, the safari dude, we gave him a high score, but he's very different than anything else in the series, it seems.
Yeah.
And he probably shows up and goes away very fast.
Or,
I bet you he's not even that
Or it's like a one episode thing. Probably.
Yeah. Or maybe that or, random Sixth Ranger.
Yeah, because you always know that the Sixth Ranger always gets like a different fucking mech.
That's true. He usually does.
Yeah.
They get that standalone mech that might attach to the, you know, the main
mech.
See,
now I only saw about...
I saw about 4 or 5 episodes of this.
I want to say I watched about 15 of them.
I watched, I think, 3 of them here.
Didn't Greg watch, like, this entire fucking...
Greg watched the entire series. He would be real nice to have here, but... Now, here's the thing. Greg has moved to first shift. So there's a chance that he could start coming into episodes. But the new job he took says that he can't actually be in episodes... Because of where he's going to have to go. His new job, he has to travel. When I say travel, I don't mean like he's going to Wisconsin. I mean like the first travel that he has to make is to Shanghai.
Dude, that's nice. Awesome.
That's the first trip that Greg has to make. So when Greg goes to motherfucking Shanghai, the only way we could get him on an episode would be Skype. But that presents another interesting problem because he's in Shanghai.
On the other side of the fucking planet.
They're about, I don't know, 10, 12 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, timing on that would be...
So we would be talking at the same time at different days.
Yeah.
We'd be talking to future Greg.
That's what I mean. We'd be talking at the same time on different days.
Guys, it's Sunday here. What do you want?
It's
Saturday here. We're talking.
This is our Saturday night, motherfucker. Wake up, bitch!
It's like, I am awake. It's Sunday morning, asshole.
No, it's not Sunday for us.
So, we still probably won't get him on many episodes.
But when he's actually still here...
Yeah, there's a chance now that we'll start seeing him again. And that would have been nice, because he did see the whole damn series. So... Is that that? We done?
I think we're done.
I think that's that.
Bye, everybody.
Booyah.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.